Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're now into hour number two. Coming up, Biochip featured at Government Health and Human Services Showcase, saying how we all need the chip, and that's where UPI got the article about the plans to put it in the homeless. Yes, it's really happening. They want to put it in the police, the homeless, the elderly, the children. Why, it'll save lives. You're for saving the children, aren't you? Now, top Canadian, even government agencies are admitting incredible levels of depleted uranium. Very deadly all over Iraq. We'll get into that. Before we go back to Dan and Chris and Rob and Vince and Patrick and others that are patiently holding, I was getting into this USA Today article because a caller from Maryland called in about his friend flying to Phoenix from Maryland and having some parking tickets or some driving violations and getting arrested because when he swiped his ID card, it showed it. And they built the cells, and they've got the local police there, and that's all this is about. It's not about terrorism. It's about haven't paid your fines, haven't paid your fees. You drive down the highway, Homeland Security's putting in scanner cameras. They did this 3 years ago. We saw it in Indiana, Texas, you name it, but now it's going nationwide. That scan your license plate that 5-6 years ago, depending on the state, put in this electronic barcode that you really can't see unless it's in the right light. They scan that. It's for a total control grid. Nothing to do with terrorism, internal checkpoints, you name it. And USA Today, let me go back over this article because I kind of sped through it. Missouri tracks you via pizza delivery database, USA Today. It's dinner time and you're hungry and tired, so you pick up the phone and order your favorite pizza. But you might have just landed yourself in a lot more than pepperoni and cheese. Oh, see, it's so funny. If you owe fines or fees to the courts, that phone call may have provided the link the state needed to track you down and make you pay. So again, you call up with a private corporation to get a pizza. They don't tell you we're going to give this to the police. And the police go and violate everybody's Fourth Amendment and just buy whole grand databases, treat everybody in the database as if they're a criminal until proven innocent. You ought to sue these people, but see, they won't tell you. Now, we've caught them. We've caught the big grocery stores doing this with loyalty cards. It's so horrible, people. If you owe fines or fees to the courts, the phone call may have provided the link the state needed to track you down and make you pay. That's one of the strategies, of firms such as a company being hired by the Missouri Office of State Courts. Again, it's part of Matrix, the multi-state task force. Nothing to do with terror. It's all about tracking it. And it says, David Copeland, the state's office budget director, said that he discovered the pizza delivery list are one of the best sources such companies use to locate people. They are literally millions of dollars of uncollected fines, fees, and court costs out there, Copeland said. How much? A sampling in January of just three of Missouri's 114 counties. See, it's money they need. About $2 million owed to courts for people whose Social Security numbers were known. Copeland said, that finding suggests court statewide could reap significant revenue. See, it's a positive article about this. Once the Dallas-based ACS gets to work this month, pursuing people using phone numbers and databases. Databases compiled by private companies and government agencies are a key tool for firms such as ACS, Copeland said, and one of the databases they find to be most helpful are pizza delivery databases. When you call to order a pizza, you usually give them your correct name, your correct address, and your correct phone number, he said. Just when pizza companies' databases might be mined is unknown. It's already happened. Pizza companies' databases might be mined is unknown. Frozen pizzas are sounding better and better, aren't they? A representative of Domino's Pizza said the company does not sell its consumer information, and other national pizza chains told about this request did not respond to a message seeking comment. Michael Daniels, an ACS division vice president, declined to reveal exactly which company's databases ACS uses. This is all part of the federal takeover. We'll be back with your call. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Years ago, we were aware of the fact the National Security Agency, the FBI, the BATF, and many others were actively out there with large chains like Walmart and big grocery stores, you name it, buying data. And then last year they came out and said, yeah, we call it the Matrix system, ha ha ha, and a bunch of states are involved in it, and we take the police data, the divorce records, the grocery store purchases, all these private databases. When you go to work, how much money's in your bank account, you know, the census questions, and it's all in this big database. Nothing to do with terrorism, just part of the new America. You know, 10 times the surveillance of the Soviet Union. But it's good, and the police wear black uniforms and ski masks now, but again, that's another sign of freedom, like that camera and microphone on your little rural road. You know, it's just part of the goodness. But the border stays wide open, and the illegal aliens have a waiver where they don't have to get ID cards or thumb scan to come in. But you do as a citizen to get a driver's license or ID. And it says in USA Today, in this little focus on one company and what's happening in Missouri, and it says that ACS out of Dallas gets 20% of the court fee collected. So they get 20% of the court fees in the people that they scan the database and match it to the police databases and then tell them who to go out and arrest. And so if you have unpaid parking tickets or moving violations, whatever, they go ahead and report you, and they come and arrest you if they can't find out where you live. And they scan everybody. You order a pizza from one of these firms, and again, most of the big firms wouldn't say that they don't do it. They just said, no comment. What does that tell you, girls? What does that tell you, boys? What does that tell you, ladies and gentlemen? This is very, very sickening. And it says the first time your babysitter orders a pizza, the pizza delivery company has your phone number, address, and name, and they sell it, he added. Yeah. And by the way, we've had companies request, you know, buy our customer list, which isn't even in a list form. We don't even keep that more than a few months. And we just say, no, thank you. We're not going to do that. Had the so-called conservative groups contact us. You know, when you sign up with the NRA, boy, that's when all the junk mail starts hitting you from all the neocon groups. So I'm here to tell you, my friends, do not be part of this. Do not go along with this. You need to start suing these people. You need to sue them now. They're just, again, this is totally criminal, totally un-American, right out in the open. Guilty until proven innocent. And by the way, I remember seeing a USA Today article 3 years ago where it said that major grocery store chains have face-scanning cameras in them, hidden cameras that scan your eye movement to what you're reading and what you're doing. A soon-to-be father walks in and stares at the baby aisle from what he looks at. They then scan his face, compare it to a digital photo and a driver's license database instantly, and then mail him a direct marketing mail promoting items for his new baby that's coming. And then this year and last year we find out Walmart has, quote, smart shelves with hidden cameras that take a digital photo of your face, match it to the federal database, and then they match it off the RFID and the goods in your cart and videotape the amount of goods you put in, and then that's compared at the counter to what you've got. And then at the end of the day, they have AI computers, artificially intelligent computers, already here, and they're just artificially intelligent when it comes to images and tracking, and it tallies up everything, and then they show that to the police, and then you get a SWAT team raid if they think you stole some Gillette razors. Because, well, we showed you put 15 items in your bag, in your cart, and then when you left the place, there were only 14 items in your shopping bag. I mean, this is admitted. This is admitted. I mean, can you imagine? It's worse than Minority Report, people. And the thumb scanners are going in, the check cashing places, the HEBs, the food stores. And I told the story the other night on Rince's broadcast. Then we'll go to your calls. I said that I boycotted HEB. And undoubtedly, HEB has better prices, better selection, is a better chain. Based right here in Texas, you know, my grandmother here in Austin was good friends with, you know, Mr. Butts when they went to Baylor, and, you know, I mean, all this stuff. You know, good Texas company, but total New World Order, total Masons. And HEB, but I can't go to HEB because they're in College Station in Houston. Now they've got signs up for 6 months in Austin saying we're about to put thumb scanners in. That's actually in my film, Police State Free Total Enslavement. I go in and ask them about it, and they admit it's indexed with the state database with your face scan and thumb scan. Then we have the local newscast where they lie and say it's not, but we have their own employees admitting it. And so I said, I'm boycotting HEB. I've been boycotting HEB for 2 years. I mean, HEB is closer to my house, better. So I go to a horrible Safeway spinoff. And now I can't go there either, I guess. I'm going to start having to go out in my backyard and hunt squirrels or something. It's already to that point. And obviously I'm going to break down and go ahead and go into the beast system to get the food. We're all facing this. And I go in, and, you know, a year ago at Randall's, a spinoff of Safeway. I know Safeway's got kind of a bad name around here, so they just, it's kind of a low-grade deal, rip-off. A lot more expensive, so they call it Randall's. About a year ago, I'd go into Randall's, and it'd be, do you have a Randall's card? No. Okay, well, you would have saved $5 on your $25 purchase. Okay, fine. No, I don't have the card. You know, little swipe card they swipe with a barcode. And now, doesn't matter if it's one of the young checkout women or the old checkout men, whatever, They'll go, why don't you have it? I just don't want it. Well, you would save $50. You just bought $150 from the groceries. Well, I just don't want it. Well, why not? You'd save. I go, lady, why do you think your corporation wants to make money, right? Well, yes. Well, why then do you get such discounts to have this card? And she said, huh, you're not one of those conspiracy theorists. A lot of people come through here like you. And I said, go to nocards.org. You know, research this. I said, this data, it's been in the news by these customer loyalty cards, get sold and passed around, and they build a detailed database on your mindset, on your buying habits. They then adjust prices for what people are buying. And some chains, I haven't seen Randall's doing this, they may be doing it, some other chains index it right down to you personally and manipulate it at the counter itself. I said, why don't you just have low prices? You know, I can't go to HEB because they're putting in thumb scanners. And she goes, okay, sir, whatever, whatever. And I'm like, no, I mean, you're sitting here laughing at me, calling me a conspiracy theorist. Why do you think they give you these big discounts? You know, why do I need a card to do this? And I said, don't worry, the new national sales tax ID card's coming out, and everybody's going to have to swipe, even if they pay cash, because they're going to say, well, we can't charge the poor people sales tax. That wouldn't be fair. So if you make under, you know, $18,000 to $22,000 a year, no federal sales tax. You're just going to have to pay local. And so it'll be broken up with state, county, city, federal, international. There's going to be even an international tax on there. So I start preaching at her about the national sales tax. And there's people behind me in the line going, he's right. Hey, Alex Jones, he's right. And then I see some manager walking out, and so I just say, you know, just put my food in the thing. I'm getting out of here. So now I guess I've got to go to the expensive downtown Whole Foods or something. And I haven't been there in years. I don't know what they're doing there, but here's an example of trying to get around Big Brother. Getting around Big Brother isn't the answer. It's getting them to take the infrastructure control systems out, educating people about the Big Brother control grid, and suing these companies and going after these people and exposing this and educating the public. I have a 5-year-old cell phone, AT&T Nokia. So here I am funding the Oppenheimers, the diamond merchants. But the point is, you can't win. And it doesn't have a satellite tracker chip in it. All phones after October 1st, 2001 had to have this in them. It's admitted, triangulating you down. It's a GPS tracker chip that pings off the cell towers down to 15 feet. They can also listen to you over the new phones without the phone even being on. That's admitted. And, you know, I tell people about this. So I don't have a new cell phone. Plus, my old one has more power and works better than these new cruddy ones, because I've tried the new ones. Friends of mine that have them, different companies. But now the keys are wearing out on it. Now the zero and the one key, I have to really press them hard. And I won't be able to get a phone. I won't be able to get a phone that doesn't have this. So now it's either take a tracker system, literally the equivalent of a GPS tracker in my car, on my person, or I'm not going to have a cell phone. And they're getting rid of the payphones everywhere. And when I forget my cell phone and try to use a payphone, it will ask, most of them only take a calling card now with your name, with your information. Are you starting to get this, folks? Are you starting to understand all the new cars have a tracker box in them? The states are talking about making you take a satellite tracking plug-in with that. The infrastructure, the hardware is already in all the new cars. They're openly. Are you starting to get the picture that they're closing the gaps, that it's all coming together now? Helicopters and drones fly over our cities, looking through our walls with a crisp black and white image of everything we're doing in our home with ground penetrating radar. This isn't freedom. Cameras in the school bathrooms and showers all over the country isn't freedom. School children having to thumb scan to get lunches. No cash allowed isn't freedom. RFID in the library books isn't freedom. The FBI going to Borders Books and Barnes & Nobles and demanding the buy list of customers. Pushing their discount loyalty cards on you to phase out cash. You see, and now the Federal Reserve says they want to tax you if you use cash. They're going to devalue cash off the strip in it if you hold on to it and use cash exclusively. This is the Control Grid. We'll be right back with your calls.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com. Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
From taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor, I've gone from a size 12 to a size 9. It feels great. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, here's another listener who's lost weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Kimberly, tell us about your success.
Okay, I've been on Vim and Vigor for almost 2 months. I've lost 16 pounds, and I've gone down 3 pant sizes.
Incredible.
I'm really excited, naturally. I mean, I have a 21-month-old child, and losing weight after a child can sometimes be difficult.
Well, that's for sure. Was it easy?
Very easy. I mean, there's nothing to it. You can actually still continue to eat meals with your children and not starve yourself or anything else and lose weight.
I know you can lose fat the safe and healthy way, just like Kimberly did with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call right now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. Remember, mention you heard it right here, and that gets you $25 off a 3-month supply. So call Vim and Vigor today, 1-800-622-THIN. Again, that's 1-800-622-8446.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to your calls directly in one moment and quickly so we can get everybody in. But there have been rumblings of this for years. Quote, rumors. They weren't rumors. I saw Governor Ridge over 2 years ago now, before Homeland Security even got funding, say that to have a job anywhere, starting with taxi driving, truck driving, agriculture, you'll have to have a special federal ID number. You'll go through federal inspections, background checks. If you have bad credit, you won't be allowed to have that job. That's going to be considered a crime now, sort of a debtor's prison, where if you don't pay off debts, you can't even own your own business. Now they announced it. It is true. To have any livestock, ducks, chickens, cows, pigs, sheep, goats, you're going to have your own ID number, each animal will, to buy them or sell them. That's official. Announced that on Monday. It's just total control, people. Total and complete control. Total control. This isn't America. And this was all set up before 9/11, all prepared. But now when you complain, the world has changed now. They told you that within minutes of the attack. Oh, things are different now. Give your freedom up. Let us be your owners. Dan in Illinois, then Chris and Rob and Vince and Ted and others. So go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, Alex, last night that program where they were showing the prisoners were being tortured by the U.S. soldiers?
Yeah, but it's an isolated thing. Just a few are bad, and we're going to punish them. No. It's system-wide. They train the troops to do this.
Well, I, here's the thing. They know that their neocon-loving Nazi supporters of Bush are not going to be offended by this. But when they publicize this to the world, Alex, they're infuriating the Arabs. I mean,
and that then demonizes America.
Right.
Madeleine Albright went on TV and said, we've killed 700,000 Iraqi children. It's worth it. It's a good price to pay. She said that on purpose. You're absolutely right, to make the UN look good, to make us look bad, a very sophisticated program.
But I swear, they're not going to be happy until they kill 1 million people over there. I mean, that's, to me, they're just keep inciting.
They've already killed 1,500,000. That's the government's own admission. 700,000 children as of 1998.
I'm talking about in this war, because not just there. Because they're talking about all these Arabs are getting around the world, are getting together, the jihads from Europe, from Asia.
Well, that's P2OG, Rumsfeld's own Pentagon group, you know, talks about how there really wasn't a real terror threat, but by bombing and killing their families, it actually says this, LA Times, his own documents, then they get people to attack us. So, yeah, they go up and punch somebody in the face, and when they hit back, they go, oh, you saw what he did.
Right. I mean, look at their level in that town. I can't think of the name of it right now.
Well, you know, siblings do this. The 12-year-old Will punches his 9-year-old brother in the arm, and when his 9-year-old brother hits him, he goes, look, Mom, he hit me, and the 9-year-old gets in trouble.
Well, that's what Israel's been doing for the last 10 years, right? To the Palestinians. They keep nudging them, they react, and then they barrel down their homes. I mean, we're becoming Zionists in Iraq, too.
Well, Israel is advising the wonderful policies, but it's a lot bigger than Israel. I appreciate the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Texas. Chris, go ahead.
Afternoon.
Hello.
A few subjects. First one, the 2020 auction off for a baby, most disgusting. And I noticed they've actually pulled 2020 site, checking this morning.
Yeah, we had a link to it, and now it went down, but...
Another thing...
Well, yeah, that's... Look. That's ABC, but notice that the most degenerate programs where women are prostitutes for money, where you get people to cheat on their family, all the dramas, the husband's bad, is an idiot, the woman runs things, the most socialistic propaganda is Fox TV, but then it's the most conservative news channel. And then even during their regular broadcast of fiction, they scroll weird Bush-worshipping news at the bottom.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, it's just total...
It's working on the subconscious of the people, see?
Yes, it is. Go ahead. I'm sorry for interrupting. Go ahead.
It's okay. Then we've got another article from the Mirror in England. We've got Navy troops refusing to go on subs. Because they're absolutely in just disrepair after they've been repaired, just hanging to pieces. They're facing court-martial, but they're saying there's 270 safety defects on them, including leaking reactors. And then we've got...
Well, now the government says that radiation is good for you, like the DU, so the troops are bad. They should...
They should lick
the nuclear reactors. They should eat them.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
What kind of gift can you give to someone who has everything? Are you running out of ideas? Out of time? How can you surprise your loved ones with a gift they'll never expect? Well, think of a song written especially for them, and all you have to do is go to www.songsforever.com and provide us all the information about that special someone. Interesting facts, unique things about them, and all you can think of. Songsforever.com will use that information brought to us by you to compose a unique song with original lyrics inspired by everything you've told us. Just listen. Birthday coming soon? Anniversary? Wedding perhaps? Mother's Day's coming up? Just go to www.songsforever.com. That's www.songsforever.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2, back from 9 to midnight Central, we're here, my friends. Hey, I tell you, Chris, I mean, radiation was bad in the past, but the New World Order is so powerful, it's now good to be on subs with reactors that are leaking. It's good to be breathing depleted uranium at most of our troops' bases at 1,300 times safe levels. The entire country at 300 times safe levels. It's the entire place basically radiated. I mean, it doesn't matter if the Army's own training manuals say it's going to kill the troops and cause more deformities. Are you with Al-Qaeda or something saying that our government shouldn't be given total control over our lives and that we shouldn't be total jellyfish slaves, Chris?
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, really. I mean, just watch Fox News. You know that. We should all just be slaves.
Are you pro-gun? What type of commie are you being pro-gun?
It's just a ridiculous state of affairs. I mean, I'm from England originally and moved over here 4 years ago. And your video, 9/11, is what woke me up. And ever since then, I've been preaching the word and getting information out. It's difficult, especially in South Texas. A lot of people want to just believe that everything's okay. I'm in a little town.
Hey, then, let the face scanning cameras watch him. Everything they buy at the grocery store or at the pizza place be uploaded to the government. Now, that's freedom, man, having the government watch everything you do.
I mean, I'm in Brenham. I'm sure you know where that place
is. Bluebell Ice Cream, yes.
and this, it's a little town. We've just got our first camera up. I mean, this town is a population of nothing, basically. And we've already got our cameras up on the stoplight.
Well, the terrorists might try to go after the ice cream. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
I appreciate it. Let's go ahead and Bluebell. That's just what I need. Some strawberry Bluebell ice cream. That's good for my diet. Let's go ahead and talk to Rob in Wyoming.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, Rob.
2 points, if possible, both to do with PBS. The first one is the Chief Justice of the Wyoming Supreme Court was interviewed on Cheyenne, Wyoming Public Radio last week, and I called in and asked him point blank, do you recognize the natural rights of man, the unalienable, you know, non-waivable rights of man, as compared to the corporation's privilege of existing? He could not give his assent to that. It's on tape, and I have it.
You ought to send that to me. So, can't say that we're free human beings. Living is a privilege thanks to our God, the government.
Well, he said we got to do everything the federal government tells us elsewhere on the tape. He said, regards the Patriot Act. He also said that the state grants you your rights and that we have to follow the statute. He said that was an advisory question about whether man had unalienable rights.
Well, government made us. Government is God. Government is infallible. And we should drink the fluoride, take the vaccines with the Marisol. The troops should thank the government for the depleted uranium. The black men being allowed to die and spread syphilis for 50 years, I guess that was a good thing. I guess slavery was good. I guess Hitler was good. If the government gives you your rights, if government's God, how could Hitler be wrong? If government's God, you're not allowed to question government.
Well, it's enough to make you love Big Brother.
Well, you're going to learn to cry, and you're going to learn to love him. I mean, look, every day I see articles where now they're recasting Big Brother. Big Brother helping. Big Brother wasn't so bad. Big Brother to the rescue. All these articles. Big Brother likes the children. Big Brother's good. It's literally 1984. Thanks for the call. So now you tell somebody Big Brother, and they go, yeah, I like him. I like him. I like him. How many articles you seen where Big Brother's helping? Every day. I got one today where they're recasting it saying, Big Brother's helping. Let's go ahead and talk to Vince in Indiana. Vince, go ahead.
How are you, Alex? You sound like you're fired up today, but listen, you know.
Well, because I love Big Brother.
I know you do.
I believe police in black uniforms, beating 95-year-old women, and running around slobbering is good.
I know, but, last couple of weeks, because you know the price of gasoline has gone up and up and up and up and up.
And we said it would, and they're going to gouge us more because the cattle like it.
But me and my buddy at work, we work third shift. We decided to ride our bikes here the last couple months. And, you know, we've been stopped a couple times by the police. And
okay.
So I finally asked, I said, what is your probable cause for stopping us? This policeman looked at us because he called in another buddy of his. And I said, what is your probable cause? We have not committed any crime. We haven't done anything wrong. We're going to work. And I said, we've got reflectors, lights, the whole thing.
Okay, what did he say?
Well, he said, you know, you're interfering with the right of way. We're on the far right-hand side of the road. And we have our lights on. We have reflectors on. We have the vest on. And, you know, and he goes on to say that, you know, we could take those bikes from you. I said, why would you take those bikes from us?
Well, it's like arresting this 97-year-old woman. It's all about getting us into the system. We're all bad. We're fish to be scooped up by the gods, by our lords, by our makers, by our masters. Of course, they're not our makers and our gods, but government always sets itself up as that. Thanks for the call. Now, look, before I go to Ted and Linda and Alan and others, I want to go through these audio clips real quick. Now, on PrisonPlanet.tv and PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, you can watch all these clips for free, listen to all these clips. The only stuff we charge for is our own productions that we put on the site because we have to because of the bandwidth, you know, putting a bunch of 2 and 3 hour videos up there. And hour-long reports each week, so go sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv. But I want to do some recapping. The Associated Press reported that firefighters told the news reporters to get back, that they were about to bring Building 7 down, the building that wasn't hit by a plane that collapsed, 8 hours after the towers 1 and 2 collapsed. And so we've got that clip from the PBS documentary where Larry Silverstein says that the owner, they gave the order to pull the building. Okay? It's the history of rebuilding, so they go back to the day of 9/11, they show the building, and they say, you know, such a loss of life, we made the decision to pull it, we gave the order, watch it fall. Then I'm going to air Dan Rather talking about, looks like bombs were in the building. And we have the firefighters saying this on video, too. That's on the website. But there's profanity in it, you know, firefighters, so we can't play that here for you. I guess we could beep it out, but point is, and this is off national television, the firefighters saying this, man, the bombs, boom, boom, boom. But here's the Silverstein clip first. Then we'll air the CBS News 2, Channel 2 piece from the chopper, what they had to say. Go ahead and hit Silverstein.
World Trade Center 7 had always been considered the starting point for rebuilding. Located north of the slurry wall, 7 had been cleared faster than the rest of the site, and there had been no bodies to recover. Pelted by debris when the North Tower collapsed, 7 burned until late afternoon, allowing occupants to evacuate to safety.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe this one thing to us is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
They made the decision on the day of 9/11 to pull Building 7, and they watched it collapse. And we have another clip where the engineer says pulling means demolishing. But this next clip is Dan Rather. Seconds after it collapses, they back the tape up. You can see him rewinding it on air. And they play this, and Dan Rather says this about Building 7. Go ahead and play it.
What you're seeing are high shots. Now, here we're going to show you a videotape of the collapse itself.
Describe that.
Now we go to videotape the collapse of this building.
It's amazing.
Amazing, incredible, pick your word. For the third time today, it's reminiscent of those pictures we've all seen too much on television before when a building was deliberately destroyed by well-placed dynamite to knock it down.
Okay, now here's CBS Channel 2 in New York from their chopper over the building. Yeah, go ahead and hit it.
The phone from Chopper 2 as he takes these pictures. Jim?
Yes, I am here, Michael.
Jim, tell us what's happening out there.
Oh, my
gosh. Just witnessed some kind of secondary follow-up explosion on the World Trade Center number 2. The one
secondary.
On the south that it's difficult to make out through the debris and smoke, but it does appear that a portion, the top portion of the building, has collapsed down to the streets below.
Now go ahead and play that again. Play that first clip again.
The phone from Chopper 2 as he takes these pictures. Jim?
Yes, I am here, Michael.
Jim, tell us what's happening out there.
Oh, my gosh. We just witnessed some kind of secondary follow-up explosion on the World Trade Center number 2. The one
secondary.
On the south that it's difficult to make out through the debris and smoke, but it does appear that a portion, the top portion of the building, has collapsed down to the streets below.
Now, the seismographs picked up multiple explosions, the exact signature of controlled demolitions, that evacuated the buildings days before, had these weird engineers in there on the very floors that blew up. The firefighters said bombs were going off. Some of them even said they saw them. Now let's go ahead and go to the next clip from the chopper.
If Jim Smith is with us still in Chopper 2, Jimmy, there?
What?
Michael, we just saw that as well. The second tower, the only one that was standing, tower number 1, just we saw some kind of explosion, a lot of smoke come out of the top of the tower, and then it collapsed down onto the streets below, much like we saw the first tower just about a half hour ago.
Now, people try to say, well, that's Tower 1 and 2. They weren't built right or whatever, even though the engineer that designed it says that he designed it for a jumbo jet to hit it. Building 7 was hit by nothing. Catches on fire, has some small fires, blows up, collapses symmetrically, and then they say they blew it up. So what are you going to do about that? Are you going to face the facts? Okay, I got all this other police state and microchip and Iraq news and economy news with the fuel prices and your calls. Do we have Jim Shepard? Okay, go ahead and get Jim for me. I want to have Jim up for a few minutes. We'll do that. Then we'll go straight to your calls and then back into more of this news. But we got ABC News where they say explosions going off, and we got, again, the firefighters saying getting back, they're about to pull the building, Building 7. We have Rudolph Giuliani telling ABC News that morning that, oh, we got told to get out of Building 7, that was their command center, because the towers were about to come down, Tower 1 and 2. An unprecedented event in history. Never has one steel building collapsed from fire. Magically, three do on this day. Jim Shepard, good to have you on the broadcast with us, my friend.
Always a pleasure, Alex. Alex, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. On the water issue, something I believe in, desperately wanting to warn people, the CDC and the FDA have both released reports admitting that Prozac is in many water supplies. It is causing bizarre brain growths in people. Women that take it, the babies are having weird brain growths, sterility. It's causing miscarriages. You name it. That's just one of the things in the water. Every day I see articles about nickel and mercury and arsenic and herbicide and pesticide and MBTE and the fluoride. I believe in people filtering their water, not just filtering it, purifying it. You've got a system made in America, top of the line, that I use. How do people get it?
Well, and let me just mention something else, Alex. You know, a lot of people end up getting whipsawed on this. They think to themselves, I don't want these contaminants in my water. I'm going to go start drinking distilled water or reverse osmosis water. And what they don't know is that that kind of water is very acidic. It has no minerals. As soon as it gets into your body, it leaches the minerals out of your body, flushes them out. It also makes your body acidic, which causes, creates an environment for bacteria and virus to thrive. And what really makes our system different is we do truly purify the water. We remove the bacteria to non-detectable levels. We remove the chemicals to non-detectable levels. We target the bad minerals. We get those out of there, but we leave in the beneficial minerals that your body needs. And we also remove the radiologicals like radon-222. So we really clean that water up, make it like nature intended it to be, with the beneficial minerals, but without all the nasty stuff.
By the way, if I put tap water in and make ice cubes, because I have an ice maker, but I like to make ice with my Berkey water, if I use tap water, they're cloudy, it's fractured. You use Berkey water, crystal clean. You can look through the ice cubes. Now, why is that happening?
That's interesting. Boy, I'm going to have to freeze up some ice cubes and pay attention to that. I had not noticed that. Basically, it's just more pure. Anytime you freeze water or you boil it, you create electrostatic condition, and it will ionize some of the chemicals and make them flock together. And so that's interesting that you're getting crystal clear water out of there. It just you just got cleaner water. You've got cleaner ice cubes.
Also, with regular tap water, there'll be a white sediment at the bottom of the tray. I've done a test. We don't use the ice maker because that's we use it for ice chest and stuff, that type of water. But
yes,
we've done the test. There's also sediment at the bottom once you take the ice cube out.
That's interesting.
But not with the Berkey.
Yeah, that sediment is just getting filtered out before it ever gets into the ice cubes.
Folks, it's Made in America. Big sponsor for this broadcast. They've got several different specials. When you order a Berkey Light without the lights, it'll do thousands and thousands and thousands of gallons. Buy yourself some replacement filters so 5 years down the road you'll have them. It's an incredible system. You get the sheltering in place video by a government expert on chemical, biological, radiological, how to prepare your home. Or you get the Prudent Places CD with all this information, maps, diagrams, demographics, toxic dumps, military bases. It's all a great CD. You can get either one of those. Get the Berkey Light with the lights. Get both of those free for $249 or without the lights for $199. They've got the water bottle special as well. That's a filtration system, not a purification system, but it makes pond and lake water and creek water safe to drink. Great system. Get five of those for $99, 12 for $199. Great deal. Here's the toll-free number, 1-888. 803. Jim, give them the number. 888-803-4438.
And, Alex, let me just correct you. I think that you said that the one with the lights is 149. It's actually 259.
Excuse me. So it's 259, yes.
259 and 199 without the lights. And one other thing that I would mention is that this is, bar none, the most economical water filter or purifier that you can buy. Most of the water filters, you've got to change these filters out every 6 months. After 6 months, if these slow down, you just take them out and clean those filters, put them back in. It's like starting over with a brand new filter. So economically, it is. If you're going to purify your water, this is going to be the most economical way to do that.
Absolutely. Jim, thanks for joining us.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Folks, seriously, I believe in this. Take control of your life in this big area. It's simple. Get a Berkey light system. Now, again, write this number down, 1-888-803-4438, 1-888-803-4438, or link through to our secure online shopping cart at InfoWars.com. We'll be back with your calls, more news.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Thrashing the lies and disinformation. Third hour, totally jam-packed with your calls and news coming up. Don't want to miss it. Right now, let's go right back to the calls. Thanks for holding. Ted in New York, you're on the air. Welcome, sir.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to tell your board guy that the phones have been on the hot side. You know, your voice. I'm calling about a couple things. First, I heard your problem with your cell phone. That can be fixed.
Well, let's recap for people. All new cell phones after 2001, October 1st, and that was set up as a law in 96, have a satellite tracker chip in them that triangulates with the cell towers that have GPS on them down to 15 feet. And this is an example of, I have to accept a tracker system that they also admit they're listening to people over. If I want to get a new cell phone, as my cell phone's punch keys start going bad. Go ahead.
Yeah, what I was saying about the phone is that the wire phone I'm talking on, that your voice comes through like clipping. You know, they got it cranked up too loud. As far as your cell phone goes, if they open it up, this has like the elastomeric rubber buttons on it. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Because I've done this before with remote controls and what have you. It's easy to do. If you open that up, if you take some like 95% isopropyl alcohol, you can clean the back of the buttons and use a clean pencil eraser. A soft eraser, you can clean the contacts, and you'll find the thing will work like new again.
Okay, but understand, I brought the story up.
Yeah.
To point, I mean, in 2 years, let me finish. In 2 years, this phone won't even be able to get service. So the point is that they're forcing everyone on to the new tracker phones.
Oh, I see what you're
that
saying.
That was my whole point is that the old equipment I've got is going bad now. So if I want a phone, I'll have to accept being tracked. And we should have a debate and a discussion about this.
Well, I agree with you.
That's not freedom.
No, it's not. Another thing I wanted to tell you is I had written an article that was published on Rents as a feature article about the coming draft. And it includes much of what has been discussed on your show and the impact of essentially sending our young men and women to their death because they'll pick up a chemical, biological, or depleted uranium poisoning over there. And I think this is something a lot of people haven't really connected when they think the draft is such a great thing. And we've never had this kind of a threat before to our young men and women.
They admit 1,300% over safe levels, 300% in many other areas, very sick. It's admitted. And the neocons say support the troops, let them die, let them have deformed children. If you stand up for the troops, you're against the troops.
Yeah.
Hey, good to hear from you. I appreciate the tip on fixing the phone. But overall, I'm talking about how we're all being pushed onto this system. Want a car? Got to be tracked. Want a cell phone? Got to be tracked. Guilty until proven innocent. Order a pizza? Information sold to the government. And this is just the beginning. Before we go to a final call this hour, go sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv for all of our exclusive special video, audio, and text reports. PrisonPlanet.tv. Check it out. Let's go ahead and talk to Linda. Linda, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Yes, I wanted to ask you a question. Me and my husband, we drive trucks over the road. We run California to Florida, 3 trips a month. And here in the state of Florida, my husband, he stopped at the agricultural because we haul produce inspection station where they have to check our bills. And he noticed there was a machine there, a truck with a machine, got talked to him, and they told him it was a gamma ray machine to run the truck through. And my husband was telling him about your website and showed him how to get on there, trying to educate these.
Yeah, that's a ground-penetrating radar system looking for drugs.
That's what it is. I'm worried about this thing because of the gamma rays, you know, and I went on their that back.
Well, hey, you know, they admit a chest x-ray is pretty dangerous over time, but this is something that looks right through steel. It's good for you. What's wrong with you? Radiation is good. Stay there. We should eat it every day.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.